I'm Billy Henry of Stardate. Stardate magazine celebrates its 50th anniversary this year, and we'd like to thank our many subscribers for keeping it going. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please check us out at stardate.org. Stardate, March 14th. It sounds like a toddler's attempt to say Friday, or even better, a day to gorge on apple crumb or coconut cream. Alas, Pi Day is something completely different. It's a commemoration of a mathematical constant that's represented by the Greek letter pi, one of the most important quantities in science. Pi is the ratio of a circle's diameter to its circumference. When it's rounded off to two digits, it's 3.14, the numerical equivalent of March 14th. Astronomers use pi to calculate the volume and density of a star or planet, the details of an orbit, and much more. Other scientists use it as well. But pi is an irrational number. That means that no matter how long you calculate its exact value, you never reach the end. Whether you go to 1,000 decimal places, 1,000,000, or even 11 bajillion, there's never a conclusion, and no group of numbers ever repeats. Mathematicians have used various techniques to try to calculate the exact value without success. The record so far is more than 100 trillion places to the right of the decimal. Trying to calculate an exact value has been an important plot point in science fiction. Anytime a computer is getting too uppity, it's commanded to calculate pi to the last digit. That impossible task overloads the computer, allowing the heroes to regain control. Whether we'll need it to rein in AI, well, have a slice of pi, the tasty variety, while you ponder it. Our web address is stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.